President.
I'm going to put out this release this evening. I want to talk to you about it first, and I want to ask your judgment. I want to put a little chill into these money spenders that are wasted, so we will have some left over to meet these unfilled needs that we're talking about that
you
and I are interested in. I may want to even talk to the Comptroller General and get any suggestion he has. I at least wanted to do it only after conferring with you.
Good.
Here's where the announcement reads, and I'll go over it very quickly.
All right.
The President announced today that after conferring with the Secretary of Defense, he is sending a personal letter to defense contractors to enlist their cooperation carrying out his pledge to Congress to get a dollar's value for a dollar spent in his program for thrift, frugality, and economy in government operation. The President pointed out that defense spending amounts to more than 50 cents out of every federal government dollar. The President has requested the saving of Secretary of Defense to give consideration to contractor cost saving and awarding future contracts and fixing target profit rates. The President strongly endorsed the Department of Defense cost reduction program, which under Secretary McNamara's leadership has already shown actually realized saving in excess of $1 billion in the fiscal year 63.
Good.
The overall goal of the program to produce annual savings of $4 billion by fiscal year 67 was increased last July from the $3 billion goal set in July 62.
Mm-hmm.
President Johnson announced that with Secretary McNamara's concurrence, he had fixed a goal of $1.5 billion in actually realized savings for the current fiscal year. In order to emphasize the importance of the cost reduction program, the President is sending a personal letter to some 7,500 defense contractors who account for some 90% of the prime and subcontracts entered into by the Department of Defense, calling on these contractors to undertake their own cost reduction programs in support of the government program. The President has also instructed the Secretary to inform all personnel of the Department of Defense, both civilian and military, of his personal concern to accomplish additional savings in procurement, operations, maintenance, always consistent with the combat readiness of our armed forces. The President has further asked that every military officer and civilian employee associated with procurement and maintenance should be advised that his cost consciousness will be given important consideration in determining his efficiency rating and his eligibility for promotion. Cost consciousness, the President stated, includes success in achieving savings under the present cost reduction program and in devising and carrying out new ways to cut costs and increase efficiency operations. I think I ought to put a sentence in there saying that he, before we talk about conferring with the Secretary of Defense, after we talk about that, President requested the Secretary to give consideration to contractor cost savings. We ought to say he also appealed to the Joint Chiefs of Staff to exercise their influence with each of their departments.
Very good. I think the tone of that is excellent, Mr. President.
Hey, Bob McNamara and Yarn Malinsky and some of my people have been working on it for a couple of days, and in light of your letter, I gather you thought that he could bring it down a few...
Well, I'm feeling pretty good about the outlook now, Mr. President. I was going to report to you when I came in tomorrow afternoon. I think I can pretty nearly promise you that we can keep that number under 100.
That's what we've got to do.
Well, I think we've practically done it, and of course we couldn't have done it without the help of the Defense Department. But with that as the push to get us across the line.
You see any objection to my talking to the Comptroller General about this? Just because of you. I know he's independent, but I know a good many commanding officers don't like to have him have his people around on their base.
My view of the Comptroller General, I'd like to explain, Mr. President. As you may know, there's a long-standing tension and hostility between the Comptroller General and a lot of the agency heads. My own view is that, by and large, the Comptroller General is a very useful and constructive influence in this government. Now, he's not always right. I've looked over a number of Comptroller General reports. I think that on most of them, the situations he uncovers need correction. On some of them, I think he misses the mark and criticizes unjustly. But I think the general tenor of the general impact of the Comptroller General audit reports is a very constructive influence. Now, the only thing I would urge is that we steer away from any blanket endorsement of Comptroller General audit recommendations.
I had no thought of endorsing anything he's doing. I would say that this letter was, these decisions were reached, and the letter was written After consultations with the Secretary of Defense, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Director of the Budget, the Comptroller General.
I think that's excellent, Mr. President. I think it's a good idea to put the Comptroller General on that list. I think it'll make a very favorable impression in Congress. A lot of knowledgeable congressmen know that there is this coolness between the Comptroller General and a number of agency heads, and I think by putting the Comptroller General in that list, you will have taken a step toward overcoming this breach between the executive and the Comptroller General. And I think it's a good thing to do.
I may do this in two releases. I may do it first with a letter to the contractors, and then tomorrow after I see McNamara, I may do it with the officers and their efficiency ratings. You see?
Very good. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Yes, indeed.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. President.